we got the 3-day week and the miner strike within 4 months of starting. So you couldn't give the stuff away. I mean, people forget this. Production was down to 3 days a week. I walked down Oxford Street on Christmas Eve that year, and Selfridges was lit by candles because the power was off. And I mean, no money came in at all for nearly 4 months, and the thing was a catastrophe. Not because it wasn't working as radio, people always forget that. It was because it wasn't, the country was on its knees economically. And we went through two general elections in 6 months and all of that stuff. Afterwards, it came very good and was wonderful. But there was a rough old time. Yes, there was a rough old time, my God. It was a tabula rasa. It was an empty space. We could do what we liked. I mean, within the IBA's, as it was then, limits. And we did all kinds of things. I mean, we did a live soap opera, for example, whereby the script was written every morning to fit in with the news. The people we had on board were extraordinary. We had, we had Aspel and Everett, we had Roger Scott, we had Nicky Horn, who used to be Emperor Roscoe's roadie. Did you know that? I mean, Roscoe must have been scraping the barrel. I mean, Nicky's only about 3'6". I mean, for him to be a roadie is beyond contemplation.